Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
How long have you had this psychic ability? Since you were born?
Definitely. I feel that I came from a family of intuitive men. My grandmother was definitely an intuitive. My aunt, my mom. My grandmother was actually married to a Navy man, and my mom was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And during the time they stayed there, when she was a little girl, the family saw ghosts all the time. My mom and her siblings actually played with an Indian little girl that always would appear out of nowhere. They knew it was a ghost, I guess. At some point they figured it out. But she would appear barefoot, sometimes even in the snow, and my grandmother would say, you know, why why don't you have any shoes on? And I guess eventually they figured out that she was truly a ghost and not a real person. But I've heard stories about the interactions of my family with the spirit world all my life.
You wrote an interesting children's book called Sam and the Boogeyman. Interesting title for a kid's book. Tell me about that.
So my children, unfortunately, are also gifted with this ability that seems to run in the family, in the heredity. My two sons, I was working on some cold cases at the time, and my son was telling me, Mom, there's someone shaking my bed. You know, he was around 2 years old or so at the time, and we were having so many, you know, issues with him with bad dreams. And then when we went to visit Morocco, my son also saw what we would call a jinn in Arabic. And it was actually someone who had died when my husband's family built the house. So my son was able to see that. When we came back to the U.S., to the house, he kept seeing all these different spirits in the home. And so we created this book. I let them pick out the names. I let them choose the illustrations. And it was their way basically to deal with what was going on. And I wanted to definitely empower them and make them feel like this was their guardian angel, not the boogeyman. So the story is basically a tribute to my children and other children, and it teaches you how to make a boogeyman spray, because I sometimes feel that parents, when they have these situations with their children, They feel the negative instead of turning the negative to a positive, because it's not always an evil. It can sometimes just be a grandmother that's checking on them or a loved one that just wants to see them and make sure that they're okay. So I always tell people, don't say the boogeyman. Let's say guardian angel. It sounds so much better.
When you were in Morocco, were you in Marrakesh?
I did go there. I went as many places as I could. I went there. I went to Fez. My husband's family is from Mohammedia, so I was shopping every place I could.
Well, that's an interesting spot, and it's a gorgeous area out there.
It is very beautiful. I loved walking the streets of Morocco looking for haunted places. My family didn't realize that at the time that I was actually finding the ghost houses and trying to discover what spirits were there, but they later found that out and they were tickled by it.
Erica, did you find the people to be very friendly?
Oh, yes. Moroccans are very, you know, I think that's just true of the area, but they're very friendly. They were definitely, sometimes I didn't even speak the language, and intuitively I knew what I needed to say. It was just a crazy thing, but almost definitely, if you've not had an opportunity to visit Morocco, I would definitely encourage you to do it.
Your mother used to dabble with the Ouija board, didn't she?
Oh, gosh, there are so many family stories about my mom and the Ouija board. Growing up, my mom was kind of like that artist hippie black girl that, you know, that dabbled in all kind of things. And we would have, you know, little Ouija board sessions. I remember growing up, my mom would talk to different spirits. One of them was David, I remember. And it used to scare the crap out of me. But then, you know, I guess I didn't realize how cool she was at the time, now that I'm doing this type of stuff for a living.
She predicted her employer's death, didn't she?
Yeah, so what happened was, my mom at the time was going to school for dentistry, and she was working for a gentleman by the name of Dr. Spence. And he was kind of like a mentor to her, and her gift is a little different from mine. She has an uncanny ability to sense death before it happens, and so she was pleading with the doctor and his wife and the family, please take him to be seen. There's something going on. She was at work, began profusely crying. He had a heart attack while she was there. He literally basically died in her arms. And that was, I guess, so traumatic for her, she really wanted to turn her abilities off. So that is one of her gifts. She's also kind of kooky because she likes to do, like, reborn dolls, and mm-hmm. She does snakes. And she's a very intuitive, gifted artist. I wish I would have got that ability, but unfortunately I got the talk to dead people thing, so I'm okay with that.
You were 10 when the employer died, and something very strange happened. Did he come visit you after he passed on?
Yes, that night when we had left the funeral, Dr. Spence actually sat on my bed, and he talked to me just like, you know, we're having this conversation now, and he basically told me that, you know, everything was going to be okay. I had no idea. I mean, it was just one of those weird things, and we had a conversation about a lot of different topics. And I thought I had dreamed this the whole time, until later on when this stuff would happen again, I realized that was not a dream. That was definitely a visit, and it began to happen more and more throughout my childhood. I would have deja vu. I could see auras around people. I could hear inside my head, clairaudience, conversations of people when I was about to go to sleep, when I was walking around. There were just things that I knew as a child that I should not know. And I didn't really understand it at the time, but that was basically the genetic component to this inheritance of psychic ability that I had.
Erica, what other abilities do you possess?
So I always say that I have all of the five senses, but the sixth sense to me is just all of those things supersized. So I taste, I hear, I see, I smell, and I feel. And one of the other things I like to say is that, you know, it's like a joke that I talk and see and hear and taste dead people. And because of my kidney transplant in 2019, I actually carry with me an organ from someone who is also deceased.
Oh, my God. Now, tell me about that kidney transplant. What happened to you?
So when I had my first child or became pregnant in 2019, I was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease. And the idea was that my kidney would continue, and then at some point it would fail, and I would have to have a transplant. So I secretly didn't tell anybody, you know, none of my clients knew, none of my friends knew. I went through this whole process of, you know, waiting for the downfall of my kidney. I did dialysis at home, and then later, probably about 2 days before my birthday, July 31st, 2019, my birthday being August 2nd, I got the best gift ever, the best birthday gift you could ever want. I actually got a transplant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I am so blessed to have that gift of love. And I always encourage people, you know, you just never know. If you want to be a donor, be a donor. Because, you know, you can impact and change people's lives with that donation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers you can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. At what point in your career did you kick it into high gear?
I struggled with this. I had to get so many different signs. I know when I was in college, I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries, and I would see things, and it would scare me. You know, I grew up, you know, listening to The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and I was scared.
Sure.
I saw The Exorcist. I was scared. All of these different movies that I would see on television made me feel that this ability was the devil. You know, I was going to get possessed or it was some type of evil thing. And so it took moving into this haunted house that made me really understand that there was something going on. It wasn't schizophrenia. There was something that I was destined or supposed to do, and it began I guess I kicked it into high gear when I moved into this haunted house and I became tormented, literally, by spirits because the house was next to power lines. And so when we bought the house, I think it was just the perfect storm. Here I am with my abilities. We've got this non-flow of energy right next to my house, and these spirits are just basically a vortex coming through, making me say, hey, get busy with this ability. You're here to do something. So that's what it kicked into gear.
Do you sometimes get frightened of ghosts? Does that bother you?
I do, and I really attribute my fear, my early fears, not necessarily right now, but, you know, growing up, I was born in Pensacola, Florida. I'm in the South. We call it the Bible Belt here. So, you know, growing up, looking for portrayals of African-American people with abilities were very scarce, you know. So my first experiences were like things like the Black Mamba, you know, the Serpent in the Rainbow, Angel Heart, even though I love that movie, the Skeleton Key also, but it was always such an evil, scary, voodoo, sorcery,
right,
connotation.
And they made voodoo to look scary, and it's not a scary religion at all.
It definitely isn't. And I think that hindered, you know, a lot of people of color, not necessarily just African American, but people of color, because I also attribute that to a lot of my Native American friends that are now going back to their ancestral roots. But it was such a taboo thing to connect with their ancestors at that time and to relearn their spiritual connection to Earth. So I really think that is important. And that was some of the fears for me initially. You know, I was majoring in psychology, so I didn't want to be labeled crazy. And then you have this connotation of this ability being evil. And so it took a long time and a lot of prayer and a lot of soul searching for me to make that, you know, jump out of what I call the psychic closet full time and, you know, say, I don't care what people think. This is something that I've got to do. It's a part of my plan.
How come so many people will go to bed, but they will not put their arms over the bed where it's dangling near the floor?
Well, I think, again, you look at movies, you know.
Hollywood did this to us.
Yes, Poltergeist, remember? Who wants to get pulled under the bed by the clown? I mean, that traumatized me as
well. I hate clowns, too, by the way.
So yeah, I mean, and think about, you know, most people cover up with the covers. They don't dangle their toes out because they're afraid somebody's going to tickle their toes at night. So, yeah, there is, you know, I blame Hollywood in some ways for some of our unnatural fear because we're all born intuitive. Animals are so intuitive, dogs, cats, all types of animals, actually. And so we are born with this ability. It's just that we're taught, unfortunately, not to harness it, and sometimes even that it's an evil thing.
Erica, at what point did you get involved in trying to solve crimes and look for missing people?
So in that home that I talked about, this haunted house, this perfect storm, I started having these nightmares, repetitive nightmares over and over and over again, and I started having visions of this particular girl by the name of Melissa Eck. It was almost like she was traumatizing me or torturing me at some point. I went down to our local sheriff department, God bless my soul, and I said, look, you know, I might be crazy. I don't know what's going on with me, but I feel like I'm supposed to help. And they took me serious because I guess I gave them enough information at the time that, you know, I couldn't have pulled out of the air. And so I'll never forget, he started passing out my cards to some of the families of local cold cases, and I would meet with them and I would help them. Joanne Otto is one that I know that I, you know, truly loved interacting and working with her mom. She's done a lot for the community. And then I got a little bit more bolder. I went to the internet and I found a company. There was a gentleman by the name of Kelly. At the time, he had a Find Me organization, and he worked with psychics. And so I volunteered to do that. I started my own forum, and I would take cases from all across the world, and they would usually send me something via mail, an item of clothing, a piece of jewelry, and I would use what we call psychometry, and I would hold it, make a taping of it, and send it back. It was very impactful. I remember one time I was doing this girl by the name of Tina Lynn Wilkerson, and I could not feel my whole body. And I was so afraid this girl had possessed me, you know. I think that, you know, there's always these things that happen, these synchronicities to kind of keep you guided. And all these things just kind of unfold. And moving in that house definitely was a catalyst to start my decision to work for cold cases and missing people.
Did law enforcement approach you as well?
Yes. I was able to work with some cases, especially over the internet. And locally here in Pensacola, we did have a girl that went missing by the name of Samira Watkins, and I was able to assist with that case too. She was actually, that case really traumatized me for at least 3 months. I did not read. She was 3 months pregnant. She was murdered. And I had met her prior in a gallery reading and told her that she was pregnant, and she did not even know she was.
Oh, my God.
And the whole circumstances around the reading was that she needed to stay away from the then father of the child that I saw her being hurt, murdered specifically. And the fact that I could not stop her death traumatized me for so, I mean, even to this day, I cry over.
Was he convicted?
He was. He was, ironically, a military police officer.
Jeez.
And he was married at the time, and this went viral all over the place. They actually made a documentary about it as well. But he went to work over at the Navy base and threw her body in a duffel bag, military duffel bag at that, in the ocean, and she was found later. But, yeah, it was just a horrific case because, unfortunately, she was 3 months pregnant. So not only did she lose her life, but an unborn child was also lost, too. And, you know, the families are all devastated.
Erica, you are called the Oprah of the paranormal, aren't you?
I was called that for a long time, and I think I still am called that by some friends. And it was primarily because at that time, I wanted to be the Oprah Winfrey of the paranormal. I wanted to network and make those connections. And I did for a long time, took a break and started raising my children. But I found that the universe kind of said, hey, it's time to get back out there. So that's what I'm doing now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.